USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The husband of missing Massachusetts mom Anna Walsh now facing murder charges in her disappearance. Norfolk District Attorney Michael Morrissey.
A continued investigation has now allowed police to obtain an arrest warrant charging Brian Walsh with the murder of his wife. Mr. Walsh will be transported to the Quincy District Court for arraignment on the charge of murder.
Brian Walsh was initially arrested on lesser charges after police searched their home, where they allegedly found a bloody knife and cleaning supplies. The relentless rains that have hit California for the last 3 weeks are finally beginning to wind down. Brian May, spokesman for the Governor's Office of Emergency Management, says the entire state has been impacted.
These 11 storms that have come through combined have dropped 22 trillion gallons of water. That's enough to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water.
A federal major disaster declaration has been issued to help in the state. At least 20 people have been killed by the storms. A former Republican State House candidate who lost in last year's midterms, now implicated in several shootings that targeted Democrats in New Mexico.
Motives unclear, but former Republican State House candidate Solomon Pena is reportedly now accused in connection to a string of shootings targeting the homes of Democratic officials. Police in Albuquerque are accusing him now of hiring at least four men to carry out the attacks. Pena himself is even implicated as a trigger man in one of several shootings, which date back to last month. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller called Pena an election denier. He was also regarded publicly as a Trump supporter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new survey conducted by UMass Amherst shows that a majority of Americans oppose reparations for descendants of slaves. 63% of Americans don't support a federal policy that would provide descendants with money. A reparations program could cost the federal government $12 trillion. At the closing bell, Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 392, the S&P 500 lost 8, and the NASDAQ up 16. This is USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden welcomed the 2022 NBA champion Golden State Warriors to the White House today.
Four NBA titles, six finals, and in the last eight seasons. That ain't bad, man. That ain't bad. The stat line of a dynasty.
But it wasn't all celebration. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr took part in a roundtable discussion on gun violence with senior White House advisors. The NFL divisional round is set.
The matchups are set for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. The Dallas Cowboys will be going to the next round with a 31-14 rout of Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in Tampa. The Cowboys will be squaring off with the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday night in Santa Clara. The division round gets started on Saturday with the Jaguars and the Chiefs, followed by the Giants and Eagles in Philadelphia. The Bengals will battle the Bills on Sunday afternoon ahead of the Cowboys-Niners matchup. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he thinks he can be the best in the NFL again in the right situation. Speaking on the Pat McAfee show, Rodgers said he doesn't know if that right situation is in Green Bay with the Packers or with another team, but he added that he can't shut down any opportunity. Southwest Airlines says most customers affected by last month's travel nightmare have received their refunds. 90% of passengers on canceled flights have gotten their money back, according to Southwest. The remaining 10% should be refunded in the next few days. Southwest also says all bags with name tags on them have been returned to their customers. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.